Everybody, welcome to the May 9th special board meeting of the Board of Trustees. And would Elaine call the roll, please?
Do I have, call the name, Ray Vanderwerf.
Here.
Brian Holloway.
Here.
Steve Johns.
Here.
Cyril Shaw. No Cyril Shaw.
But we do have a quorum.
You got Ray.
We have a quorum.
Okay, all right, we have a quorum. Let's see, anybody in the audience want to speak on anything on the, that's not on the agenda? None appearing, that's item number one. Number two, review and action, consideration of applicants for board vacancy. And welcome.
Thank you.
Good to see you again.
Yeah,
thank you for coming and thank you for applying. What we're going to do is we're going to give you, I think it was 3 minutes to do an introductory statement. And then we have four questions that each of us asked them, and we asked them of all the applicants, so to be transparent. And then we would ask you if you want to, you have a minute to kind of a sum up statement, and then that's it. I don't know if we're, I suspect we may not make a decision today. I think the idea was to make a decision at our next meeting.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
just wanted to be
just
clear
yeah.
about that.
What you'd suggested last time was you would interview this candidate and adjourn.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd have a week to think about it
mm-hmm.
and mull. And then you'd come into a convening meeting next week and have a discussion as to then who you want to appoint.
Okay, I just want to make sure we hadn't changed our mind on that.
Mm-hmm.
Good, okay. So
I think we voted on that motion last time,
yeah.
actually, to specifically do it that way.
Okay, all right, so do we need to go in closed session first?
Unless no. you have a question.
Okay, let's do this. Andrew, why don't you stay right where you are and give us your 3 minute introductory statement. Right. Thank you for your resume and your letter as well.
Well, thank you again for rescheduling my interview. I apologize. I normally would not blame anybody for missing something like last week, but I wholeheartedly blame my daughter for giving me the flu germs and spreading it across the family.
We've had it. We know what you were going to do.
So a little bit about myself. Again, Andrew White. I am a 19-year resident of Sacramento now. Former native of Southern California. Made my way up here in 2000 with my wife. And we have two kids and a dog living in River Park now. And we actually own a home that abuts the levee and the parkway are our backyard. Ross has been great and helped me on a few things in terms of replacing my fence and removing a tree stump, if he remembers. Mm-hmm. And so a little bit about me professionally. As I mentioned in my cover letter, I am part owner of an land use entitlement and environmental consulting company. Don't hold it against me. I do have a legal background also. I am an attorney, though I don't practice. But most of my business and work that I do is rural land uses, mining, solar, oil, and gas. It's a statewide practice, but it's a small firm, about 10 to 12 of us generally. When I became a part owner, I also signed up unknowingly to handle the financial back end and human resources of the company, which I didn't think would be that significant for a small 10-12 person firm. Didn't realize. I learned all sorts of new terms about EBITDA and annual versus fiscal and all these great things that come with bookkeeping and various expenditures and stuff, and then also the HRN that comes with its own challenges but also benefits. And so I wear a hat of being a project manager but also bookkeeper, counselor, disciplinarian, and everything else. So hopefully that wide variety of skills there and background is of benefit to this board. One of my big interests in applying for this position and being part of the board is because the levee is our backyard, and it's something that I get to see on a daily basis, essentially, between walking my dog, riding the bike with the kids. I'm on the levee or on the parkway almost every day. And, you know, and those storm events, you know, both during and after, and you see those flood waters rise, and, or the, you know, it makes you realize we wouldn't have the home and the community that we did without those levies.
Mm-hmm.
And also see the challenges the district faces in terms of the encroachments, the illegal activities, and the competing uses like the Two Rivers Trail proposal. So it's something that I hope, between my background and also my desire to contribute to my community, hopefully.
Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. We're going to do our four questions.
There were four questions, I thought.
Yeah, it's in the back of that packet that we gave you today.
I have it.
I have another sheet, too, if you need one.
There was also 3 minutes for the questions, too.
Yeah, just so for the answer.
Yeah,
exactly. How have you been involved in the past in flood control, local government, not necessarily at the same time, but flood control and also local government?
Okay. So flood control, very little, other than it being an ancillary part of the projects in my work. Most of that is just identifying floodplains and how this project may or may not affect that floodplain. And so it's understanding, you know, that FEMA has designated floodplains across the state, mm-hmm. and that a lot of the projects that we have, especially my mining projects that are mining alluvial aggregates, they are typically in a floodplain and have a potential to impact that floodplain. And so I'm not a hydrologist. I do work with subconsultant hydrologists. I review the reports, and so I do have an understanding of that analysis, but it's not my expertise. In terms of local government, about 50% of my work and my clients are representing lead agencies. Now, it's primarily on the CEQA side of things, and when an applicant submits an application, we are hired by a local government to process that application and do the environmental permitting part of that in compliance with CEQA. And so my experience in that is everything from staff services, where they're understaffed, they'll hire us to actually take in the application, process it, send it out internally for review to various state and federal agencies through the CEQA process, like with a notice of preparation and that sort, to also preparing the environmental document, and then going before the board, preparing a staff report, findings, and presenting to a planning commissioner or board of supervisors. And that obviously entails, you know, working with the public, going to scoping meetings, and various other
activities. Great, thank you. Perfect timing, huh?
Yeah. Sorry. So what does the American River Flood Control District do?
So from my perspective, the American Flood Control District has a couple primary purposes, I guess, in my mind, and that's obviously the protection of the Sacramento area through maintaining the levees that have been established. And but those have been established, and I don't have a perspective on if and any new levees would be established. So right now I see it is a public outreach role also, and that it is informing the community, keeping the community apprised of the activities that the district is performing, the decision making it's undergoing for the various permits that it may have come before it, and how those improvements are proceeding and what's next. And so a lot of it I see is a big outreach campaign. So
thank you,
Andrew. What do you feel are the most important issues that are facing the flood control district at this time?
My first one comes from experience and recent experience, and that would be education. Mm-hmm. I get your newsletters. I've been on your website quite a few times to just track the agendas of the board meetings. But between River Park baseball, River Park soccer, my kids go to Phoebe Hearst Elementary. You know, I really highlighted when that Two Rivers Trail came through, most people, I would say more than most, the majority of people do not have an understanding what the district does. And I'm not sure they maybe feel communicated to. And so, to me, one of the big issues I would see is that outreach. And maybe it's my little myopic community that, because of the Two Rivers Trail, they didn't feel, that outreach was significant enough. But even before that, I think when I was first here a couple of years ago, when it was me and Steve going for the vacant position, and I talked to people about that, they're like, what? Flood control district, yeah, the levees, those things over there. So that to me is a big issue from my experience and what I've dealt with the other ones, the encroachment and the things I see every day, and how that impacts the levee. I don't have a full understanding of which of those encroachments actually impact the function of the levee and which ones do not. I know a lot of them, or at least based on my perception of what I'm seeing, have been there a long time. Mm-hmm. There's efforts by the district to have those removed. But it's that would seem to me, between the illegal activity and the encroachment, is another big issue that I see.
Okay, thank you. What is the unique skill or talent that you would bring to the American River Flood Control District Board of Trustees? What would you bring to here?
I know a lot of Fortnite dances. Not because my kids play Fortnite, actually. They're not allowed to, because they've have friends that know. I'm just kidding. But I do know too many that I shouldn't admit. I would go back to my experience, as a CEQA practitioner, as a business owner, as a human resources expert, knowledgeable of human resources, knowledgeable of financial bookkeeping and accounting and that sort of effort. It's a broad range of experience that I didn't know I would ever end up with coming out of law school, but it's something that has not just kept me involved and intrigued and learning all the time, which is something I'm always cognizant of, but it's something that I, at this point in time, I feel it's something I can use to help benefit a group like the mm-hmm. American River Flood Control District and this board. And I guess the one other thing, that my job as a CEQA practitioner working in the public arena have taught me, is to have a thick skin and to be objective. And that objectivity and honesty will never fail you. So.
Okay. Would you like to take a minute to just kind of sum up your final thoughts for us?
Well, I mean, more than anything, just thank you again for, having this special meeting, adjusting your schedule to accommodate my sudden illness. And, it'd be an honor to be part of this board and work towards helping this community. That's
okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Short and sweet.
Good seeing you again.
There we go.
So we any adjourn? Or what else is on the adjourn?
Anything else on any questions from the
I just
trustees?
Want to follow up with what we agreed to last time about that this will now all get posted since his interview. Mm-hmm. So, okay, cool. I also wanted to re-listen, so I wanted to double check we were posting it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So that was my only question. I just wanted to make sure we were posting.
Yeah, we'll post it this afternoon, right? Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Great.
No, nothing for me.
No, that was it.
Okay. Anyone else? Meeting adjourned.